I'm excited right now. I know it's coming. I'm excited.
This is a great segment. And Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, is the brainchild behind this. And it's really, like I said, it's sweeping the nation. Dave DiNatale.
Oh, this is breaking new records in radio and media.
Yeah.
It
really ratings, is. Too, even oh, if yeah. there aren't any.
I've heard it's gotten us some new fans.
And even some new fans.
All right.
So our producer does it. We call this, by the way, after further review. Did you get the? You didn't get the sound elements to it though, did you yet?
After further review.
Oh yeah, I did.
It's beautiful. Well done.
Yes. Yes. So, nice. All right, guys, we're gonna start. Remember, and a little NFL films music underneath here.
I like it.
Because it's that. It's really
it's called
that
a bet in the industry.
Yes. Yes.
After further review.
All right, guys. Question one. Josh Gordon will be dealt away prior to the trade deadline. Is that
fact or fiction?
Do you want my heart? My heart's answer.
No. You got to give the honest answer.
I'm going to say no. You heard Sal Pal come on here. That's a national guy. He says, you don't give away one of your big building blocks right now. You just don't do it. So I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say fiction as well.
Yes.
Because I think it is too much of a pronounced statement that the remaining nine games mean nothing, that it's all about 2014. And I just don't know that that's a statement that this team wants to make, even with any risks that are involved with Josh Gordon. And even though Josh is not giving, offering much in the way of hope that he is a guy who can help this team beyond his talent, that he's got to do it with his head as well. So I'm putting faith that it's going to turn around and Josh stays around.
Good.
After further review.
All right, guys. Kansas City, the Browns will be playing them on Sunday, will have the best record in the AFC and be the top seed in the playoffs. Is that
fact or fiction?
Fiction. I think the Broncos end up on top. I think the Broncos are going to prove that what we've seen of the Chiefs is really good, but what the Broncos do is great.
The Chiefs haven't had to face anybody yet with the kind of firepower that the Broncos can bring to bear offensively, and that's where I think it's going to separate things. Their defense is very good, and they can score enough to win these games, but when they have to go into a 30-point, they're not going to hold Peyton Manning down. I think that's where they could have some problems. I agree. Fiction. Denver Broncos still will be the number one seed in the AFC.
After further review,
the Browns will bring in another quarterback via signing or trading prior to the bye week. Is that
fact or fiction?
If Jason Campbell is named the starter prior to the bye week, that will be a fact. If they wait until after the bye week, said person will be signed and brought in during the bye week to be on this team. Another quarterback will be added. It's just a matter of when they decide to make the decision to go with Jason Campbell over Brandon Weeden. I'll say this to you, Vic. I've gotten a lot of texts. Actually, my buddy the kid just texted me. He said, what's the harm in going to Campbell? If he's bad, you're in the exact same spot you're in. If he's good, then you're better off.
I don't think it could get worse. I'm saying, by the way, the fact, yeah, I'm going to say that this team has to get another quarterback just to have another quarterback on the team. But I know it's not easy because the pickings are so slim. So that choice is probably a carefully made one, and I know all the speculation and rumor that it's Vince Young. That will excite nobody. I mean, league-wide, and certainly I don't even think Cleveland-wide, will anybody say, oh, wow, they're onto something now. This is basically, to me, Jason Campbell or bust time, and that's where this team is I think, got to go, and it could be a bust. It could very well be a bust. I have if the best that it is, it's fewer mistakes and a managed, well-managed or better-managed offense while the defense goes back to form, I'll live with that.
After further review.
In retrospect, the biggest mistake the Holmgren-Heckert regime made was making the Phil Taylor trade and not drafting Julio Jones. Is that
fact or fiction?
I wouldn't call it the biggest mistake. I mean, I think there were mistakes made. I would not call that the biggest because I think foundationally, I understood why they want to go defense and why they wanted to go defense at the time. I love Julio Jones's talent. I know what he can do. But what Julio is doing and what he has done for the Atlanta Falcons, he did with Matt Ryan. And say what you will, wherever Matt Ryan is many levels above any quarterback the Browns have had since that draft.
I'm going to say that it is fiction because the trade itself makes sense. The issue was the execution on the draft picks that were acquired in said trade. If they drafted the quarterback of the future with pick number 22 and it wasn't Brandon Whedon, then I'll say this. It would have been a good trade. But because of the execution on it, right, it wasn't good. They got
Before the Whedon pick.
Right.
The Taylor. Oh, I see what you're saying. After the year later.
Yes, yeah, yes, you don't know. You can't evaluate until you look at the pieces.
If they did. So in the body of the years, right. If
the trade itself together, was good.
Yes, because
you acquired. But the execution was horrendous.
And the choices that you make. Yeah. But Phil Taylor.
Solid.
Solid guy.
Phil Taylor's a starting player on a winning football team and a solid contributor on the defense.
Yes.
The problem
was
that they went
ahead and didn't get the quarterback that would make them, well, that's put them in the bind that they're in right now. Yeah, I think that's fair. And again, I'll say it for the millionth time, but I'll keep saying it. It's the quarterbacks who will make those receivers great. Quarterbacks make receivers better. Great receivers can do more for your team and certainly do more for a really good quarterback, but they don't take bad quarterbacks and make them better. And I think you got proof of that. If a quarterback isn't playing well, nobody lifts him. Receivers don't lift him up.
Right, and I know a lot of people around the league who believe that that trade is one of the reasons the Falcons can't get over the hump because they paid such a king's ransom to get Julio Jones, and now they have issues on the offensive line, the defensive line. They also have issues in the linebacking core on defense, period. And one of the reasons is because of the things that were sacrificed for one player.
And what happens often, and this isn't a reason not to do the deal, but that said player is now hurt. Now that player isn't even available to you.
Correct.
So you, not only don't you have the assets that you needed to build around him, you don't have the guy. And that's the problem when you put so many of those eggs in a single basket.
After further review.
All right. Because of their recent rash of injuries, Jay Cutler, Lance Briggs, among others, the Chicago Bears will miss the playoffs.
I think that is fact. I think that their defense is decimated. They've won in the past with defense. That defense does not exist. Injuries on the defensive front, injuries at linebacker. Tillman's been banged up off and on. You even saw when they had a great defense the year when Cutler got hurt. They were in first place. They went in the tank. Jay Cutler, though, Vic, is an interesting name because now that he has gotten hurt, I don't know that he gets that big franchise contract from the Chicago Bears. Jay Cutler is a guy that could look pretty good here and allow you to use those draft picks to build at other places.
He played that Joe Flacco card that Joe played so
and
he was playing it well too. I don't know that he would have played it to the level Joe did with a Super Bowl MVP at the end of it all, but they were going somewhere with Jay Cutler, and I feel worse for Mark Trestman because Mark Trestman in his first year as a head coach, and Mark's a great guy and I think a really good coach, I think what will ultimately happen now is that there will be an exposure, so to speak, of, okay, the first-year head coach is going to start struggling because he doesn't have that guy playing that position as well as Cutler did and buying into what Trestman brought there as an offense. And I think now those wheels kind of come off the track. And then defensively, the struggles on defense, as you point out, the injuries on defense, it's not a good situation for the Chicago Bears. The good news is they're on the Brown schedule down the line when they're hopefully weakened and decimated.
That's a win, Dalton.
And finally,
after further review,
Travis Benjamin is now the most dangerous kick returner in the NFL.
Fact or fiction?
I'll say fact because I don't think anyone matches that speed in the league. That's incredible speed.
He's certainly up there, and he's doing it on, you know, two out of the last 3 weeks' massive return. So, sure, I'll say it. Fact. Why not? Let's have the Browns have something exceptional in the National Football League.
It's really, you could put it up there, and I think you don't just, it doesn't sound like a homer position.
It doesn't sound crazy.
It really isn't. It's not a homer perspective. You look around the league, and that guy is special. That guy has special speed, special qualities, and we need to see more of him. That's the only argument I have about, or the only issue, controversy among many controversies that you can deal with this team, is that guy should play more. And we've officially dealt with that. In fact, we saw a tweet here from a dude. I forget who it was, but somebody tweeted
from some dude.
Well, it was a guy. At least that much I remember. And he said he should use him on bubble screens. You should, you know, send him over the middle. He said you can't send him over the middle. You understand that because of his size, bubble screens. But I think the guy could actually be maybe more effective if he were utilized on those screens and even plays in the middle of the field. You're not defenses don't hit people over the middle. Yeah, they do, but they're not supposed to.
That was JBZ1982 on Twitter who said that, and I agree. And they've tried to use him on some reverses. They got a big play out of one of the reverses. They have utilized him on some plays like that, and I'd like to see a little bit more of it. But the problem is he's got to be able to show that he has a diverse enough route tree that you know when he goes on the field he's not just there to run a bubble screen. He's got to run some vertical routes. He's got to mix some things up and make some plays. Travis Benjamin is a guy that I think they could use as a speed slot guy from time to time, because right now Devon Bess has struggled. We've talked about that a lot. Why not give him a shot to make some big plays down the seam out of the slot?
I think the issue is right there, though, route running. This team really doesn't have great route runners. The best route runner is Devon Bess, and he doesn't always catch the ball. We know that.
Yep.
But he runs probably the best routes. Greg Little actually runs some pretty good routes. He just doesn't do it fast enough and doesn't always hang on when the ball gets there. I think Josh Gordon continues to be a work in progress on that route running thing. And Travis Benjamin, same deal. There's a lot of limitation from what I'm getting from a coaching feedback standpoint in terms of putting together, you know, game plans and such and routes together for Travis, because he's not going to execute them properly.
And part of the problem is as you get into a higher level of film study, you realize the precision in routes becomes so important, because the routes oftentimes are part of a larger picture. And when you're a few yards off in the depth of your route, the timing of your route, it throws off the entire route combination and what a play's trying to accomplish. And I think that could be part of the problem with the Browns right now.
I think it's part of the problem, and it's exacerbated when the quarterback isn't delivering those quicker throws, those strikes that make that make those receivers again better. We saw evidence. I mean, look at Sunday's game. Look at Aaron Rodgers. Look at what he does when he does a little boot or a little waggle, and then boom, ball comes right out, and he's hitting a guy in stride. He's putting the ball. He's not just putting the ball in the receiver's hands. He's putting it where the receiver can then do something with it, and that doesn't happen enough. Doesn't happen hardly ever with this football team. So frustrating. Okay. We got more coming up. We'll take some more tweets, I guess, and calls if we have them in the remainder. 216-578-0850. It is a Football Tuesday. I'm Vic. He's Nathan. ESPN 850 WKNR. Like the legend of the Phoenix.